The vote was expected today, and it came down today. And by a margin of 29-1, the NBA's Board of Governors voted to approve Adam Silver's restart plan for the league. 22 teams invited to Orlando, and the Phoenix Suns are one of the 22. And joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver, here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. First off, Robert, welcome, and hopefully this conversation finds you and all of those around you well and safe with what's going on right now. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me on, fellas.
Well, we're real excited that we get to see the Suns in action for at least 8 games starting on July 31st. But let's talk about Adam Silver, because me and Bernsey have talked about his leadership through this whole thing for a while now. Your opinions on how he's handled this, because it looks from the outside like he's done a really good job of getting everybody together and getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, Adam has shown his leadership. You know, ever since he took over during some tough situations, he's shown his ability to forge relationships with the players and the players' union and with the owners.
Why 22? We had heard 30. I know you were an advocate for 30 teams. We had heard 20, 16, 22. Why did you guys finally agree on 22 teams to come back?
Well, there were 4 different scenarios that were analyzed by the owners, by members of the executive committee. And at the end of the day, I think there were kind of 2 issues that were the top at the list. One was providing health and safety for the players and staff. And the second was preserving competitive fairness. And so when you took a historical look back at playoff contention, 80% into the season, it happened to be that teams 9 through 13 in the West and only team 9 in the East were both within a closing distance to the 8th place in their respective conference. And in addition to that, they also happened to have the best records league-wide. And so those were, you know, those were kind of the primary drivers in settling upon 22 teams. I would say as a third, kind of a distant third, but real important, is we wanted to have an opportunity to deliver as much quality content to the fans. But the competitive fairness and the health and safety were at the top of the list, and that's what eventually drove to 22 teams.
As you were in the middle of all these conversations and we were seeing all the reports of all the different possibilities, I mean, what sort of roller coaster were you riding personally, knowing that some of these plans you were in and some of these plans you were out? I mean, you're the owner of a true team on the cusp in all of this. What was that like for you as this whole process was being discussed, Robert?
Well, it's the uniqueness of the NBA, and you know, you're trying to look out for your franchise, and of course, you also are a 1/30th partner in the league. And I think in times like this, you really have to wear your league hat first, and think about what's best for the entire league and best for all your partners, and put your personal preferences second. And I think that's what really most of the owners did.
Are your guys excited about this, the fact that they did make the cut and they do get to go, and albeit it's a slim chance, but it's a chance. What was the general reaction around the organization with the fact that you guys were one of the last teams in?
Yeah, they're excited. I mean, listen, you know, our players, myself, you know, we were on a conference call with the coaches over the weekend talking about more important issues going on in our country right now. And I think we all recognize that there's more meaningful issues that need to be addressed that are taking place today, including racial injustice. But we are grateful to be in a position to be able to return to play. And, you know, I want to recognize our coaching staff and our players for staying ready to play.
There has been so much talk about the fact that the NBA with the players are a partnership, a true partnership, which is why we're not seeing a lot of bickering. But from an economic standpoint, for this organization to get back and play 8 regular season games, how does that help the Phoenix Suns economically and the players?
Well, you know, economically, not so much. You know, we're playing without fans. So essentially the revenue that's being generated is community revenue amongst all the teams. It's primarily national TV revenue. But what I think is important is two things. One, we've got a young team, and it gives our players a chance to play. And the more they can play, I think the better it is for our team going forward. And then secondly, it gives our fans an opportunity to see our players play. It's an important process going on right now within our organization. We have approaching $300 million of capital investments being put into the arena in our practice facility. And, you know, I think it's a turning point for our franchise and a step in the right direction. So the more our players can play and the more our fans can see our players play, is a good thing for our franchise right now.
What was the buy-in from the players? Was the majority of the players excited about coming back and wanting to play more basketball games?
Yes. I mean, you know, obviously I'm more familiar with the players on our team, but, you know, players start with playing for the love of the game and wanting to play. And I think this is, you know, last few months has been challenging for everybody, obviously. But players are typically, you know, used to a routine. They want to compete and they want to play. So, you know, kind of being locked up for a few months and not being able to get out there and play competitively is you know, been difficult, just as it has been for many people in the society in terms of not being able to interact with the people you work with and be able to get out of the house and do the things you're used to doing. So, to my knowledge, all of our players are very excited about going out and playing.
Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver joins us on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. I don't know if you'll have an answer for this, but try to give it to me the best you can. Kelly Oubre, surgery on his meniscus in March. Would you expect that he will play in these games or not?
Yes.
He will?
I expect he will play, yes.
Okay. And he wants to play.
And the same with Frank. I mean, and I think that's also exciting for us to get a chance to see, you know, our team out there and competing at full strength.
Yeah. You if you look at the analytics of it, and I'm sure you have, you see the efficiency and how well that starting five played once Monty figured out that starting five and what they did in terms of efficiency and how well they played in the league. Is that the kind of thing that gives you hope? I mean, I understand, again, this thing is kind of stacked against you in terms of the odds, but knowing that starting five, how well they were playing, is that the thing you start to kind of wonder a little bit about what you guys are capable of when you do get to Orlando?
Yeah, definitely. And I think in addition, our coaches have gone back and looked at games during the season. And I think they've got some other ideas, too, that they're excited to see in play. And, you know, I'll leave it to Monty to talk about that at some point. But so, yeah, I think I think there's a lot of ideas out there. But essentially getting a core group that has played really well together when they've been on the floor together, a chance to compete is you know, gives us some hope and optimism.
Now, obviously, playing July 31st through October 12th pushes next season back. What would you like to see? A Christmas start? A December 1st start? What are some of the things that you've been discussing with the league?
Well, you know, a lot of it is based on the timing of the restart of this season. And I'll just throw out some caution, too. I mean, there's a lot of work ahead, you know, for us to actually play in Orlando. We still have a lot of work to do with the Players Union. We have work ahead of us with our partners at Disney. We're in constant contact with government officials, public health authorities, including the CDC. So, you know, this was step one And as Adam told us, you know, this is like the beginning inning of a baseball game. You know, step one, we agreed on what we want to do. Now we got to go do it, and there's a lot to be done. But having said that, assuming we are able to pull this off and this is able to work in Orlando, then, you know, you got to go to the calendar. So essentially you're looking at a season that is finishing up in the beginning of October, you know, in terms of the finals. And then typically after that, a few days after that, we'd be looking at a draft. And then, you know, you've got free agency. And so when you just start looking at that along with some required time off, it kind of points you to a December 1st timeline in terms of restarting the next season.
I'm interested in the Orlando comment. What would be the biggest concern about being able to pull this off in Orlando?
Well, again, you know, we just decided amongst the owners what we think is the best course. That has to be agreed upon by the players' union. The logistics with Disney, you know, a number of these hotels, you know, have had layoffs and been partially closed and fully closed, and so there's a restart up there. And then there's the whole health concern with COVID-19 and how that plays out, and making sure that we go back to what our first priority was, which is the health and safety of the players and the staff. So I'm just saying there's a lot of work to be done. The Florida governor's been very, very positive and welcoming, and, you know, so I just fingers crossed and hope for the best. But there's a lot of work to be done.
Robert Sarver, owner of the Phoenix Suns, he's our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show today. The NBA officially announced the vote has passed and the restart plan has been approved by the Board of Governors. I'm just curious, you talked earlier about, you know, being a good steward of the game and you know, understanding you've got your interests but also the league interests when you're discussing these. Was there an idea, a concept, a plan, even just a creative brainstorming session that you liked, that you were asking for or pushing for or supporting when it comes to the restart plan that maybe is different than the plan that was approved today, something that you were kind of hoping to see in all of this?
No, I mean, I'm pleased with the outcome. I had hoped as many teams as possible could participate because I think it's important, you know, for players, and I think it's important for fans and community to see their teams out there playing. You know, I think there's times where sports can be a unifier in communities. And so to me, the more teams, the better. But obviously this was all subject to making sure from a health and safety standpoint and talking to our experts, you know, how many people in, quote, the bubble was the right number.
Robert, last one. When you look at the revenue that everybody loses, you know, players and owners, we know it's going to affect the salary cap and the luxury tax next year. Any thoughts on that? Are we going to see a big change in the salary cap and the luxury tax for this next season?
Well, I'd say at this point, it's really hard to predict. You know, obviously, revenue is going to be down this year. Typically, the way the salary cap is calculated, the cap and tax for the next coming year, the way it's calculated is you take your existing non-TV revenues, you increase it for a, you know, small percentage for growth, and then you factor in the contracted TV revenues on a local and national level for the next year. That's typically how it's done. And that's the best estimate of what BRI, basketball-related income, will be for the next season. In this case, you know, there's a number of unknowns for next season. And so I think as we get further down the road and closer to free agency, hopefully there'll be less unknowns, and we'll be able to see kind of where those numbers come. But it would not be a surprise to anybody if the salary cap and tax number were to have a significant decline. That would not be a surprise.
Well, it's a real indication of how much the Suns improved this season that you guys made the cut and that you're going to be one of the 22 teams playing in Orlando. I know all of us Suns fans cannot wait till July 31st to see Devin Booker and DeAndre and Kelly and all the guys back on the court. We wish you guys the best, and congratulations just on getting this done. And we all look forward to more NBA games coming real soon.
Okay, guys, I really appreciate that. And, yeah, our whole organization is very excited, and as is our fan base. So thank you.